You may be seated, and I'll invite the children to join me for the children's message. Good morning, everybody. Come on this way. I have some pictures on here, and I wanted to show these to you guys and see if you knew any of these people that I'm going to start with. The first one is this really good-looking man, does anybody know who that is? Have you ever seen this guy before? Oh, that is me. Okay, yeah. Okay, that's right. I have been your pastor here, right? For 5 years, and it's been awesome. I've been so honored and blessed to be with you guys these 5 years, and it has been so wonderful. But some of you guys know this, right? My family is going to be moving, and so you guys are going to start doing some imagining and dreaming about who your next pastor might be. And it's sad. I'm sad that I'm not going to be here with you guys, but it's also exciting that you guys are going to start to have this process of dreaming about who your next pastor may be. So I wanted to show some pictures and see if any of you all remember these folks. This is not a good picture, but do you remember who that is? Yeah, say it. Pastor Garrett. Pastor Garrett. Yeah. So before I got here, Pastor Garrett was here, right? And she was awesome. As far as I can tell. In fact, I think if she could have stayed, you all would have been just as happy as you could be with her. And so I'm so glad that she was here in the interim. So that your pastor right now for today still looks like this, right? And you had a pastor before that as an interim pastor who looked like that, right? And before that, you had another pastor who looked sort of like this. I don't know if you guys remember. Pastor John, that's right. He was here, and he looked sort of like this. The cool thing is, those three pastors that you just saw, did any of them look the same? They look pretty different, right? Different faces, but also they had different gifts and skills, things that God had given them to help them be your pastor. They had different things, and maybe I had some different ones too. But there are so many gifts and skills out there that go with all kinds of different pastors. So I'm going to show you some other pictures, and I want you guys to start thinking about what do you think would be good, what would be helpful for Holly Grove Lutheran Church, what kind of pastor do you need, okay? So you might have a pastor who looks like this, right? This is a pastor in the Lutheran Church, okay? So you could have a pastor that looks like that. Or you might have another one of these guys with a beard. His beard's a little grayer than mine, right? And he looks pretty different from the woman I just was showing you, right? She had blonde hair and a collar that went all the way around. And this guy, he looks pretty different, right? He's got a beard. You could have a pastor who looks like this, right? She could be your pastor. There are all sorts of pastors with all sorts of different gifts. There are even pastors in our church who look like this and who look pretty different than I look, right? She doesn't have a beard at all, although she's about as tall as me. She wears a clerical collar sometimes, but sometimes she doesn't. And she's got a lot of ink that I don't have, doesn't she? Yeah. So what I want you guys to know is there are so many people out there with different gifts and different things that they're really good at, and I'm excited for you to start thinking and dreaming about what kind of pastor you might have and what kind of gifts they might bring. So if you have things that you think are important for your next pastor, talk to your parents, and when there's a call committee set up, your parents can talk to the call committee or members of council about that and just start dreaming, what do you guys think you need? It's going to be really exciting to have that new person. And will you guys do me a favor? When they get here, they're not going to know anybody. And that's kind of hard, right? Can you guys welcome them and be really good to them and nice to them and introduce them to people and show them things they don't know how to do. Because they're going to know a lot about God and teaching you about God, but they're not going to know anything about this place. You guys are the experts in this place, because actually all of you pretty much have been around this place for a long time. Some of you since the time you were born, you've been around this place. So you guys are kind of the ones that know. Will you do me that favor and help the new person when they get here to learn all about you and be kind to them? And I think they're going to have some exciting things to teach you and show you too, so we can give thanks to God for that. Will you pray with me? Lord God, thank you for our ministry together. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, who will send a new pastor to Holly Grove. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, guys.